If you are looking for regional or national ag news or livestock markets, the weekly Wyoming Livestock Roundup is just what you need. I'm Dennis Sun, publisher of the Wyoming Livestock Roundup. We also have a classified ad section for you to buy, sell, or find ag equipment, livestock, land, or everything you need for the ranch or farm. Please call 1-800-967-1647 to place an ad or receive a free 6-week subscription.
The Cowboys would like to thank another great sponsor of Clear Out West Radio Show, The Cowboy Shop. Get online at www.cowboyshop.com and do a little shopping for anything you need Western. You can also give them a call at area code 307-367-4300. That's The Cowboy Shop. They have everything you need, from clothes to tack to anything Western. Tell Bob and Carolyn that we sent you. And welcome back to Clear Out West Radio Show.
Thank you.
I want to thank our good friend, the late Mr. Rich O'Brien, has all that great music behind our cowmercials.
Pick it out, Badger.
You got her. All right, let's have some more music.
Oh, yes.
This was really hard on the introduction. I had a hard time on that, yeah. But Hot Club of Cowtown is riding along with us. Yep. The devil ain't lazy.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Runs around with sticks and stones, passes out his moans and groans. The devil ain't no lazy bones, he works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He likes to see us fight and fuss, makes us mean enough to cuss. Then he blames it all on us, he works 24 hours a day. He travels like a lightning streak and strikes from town to town. And if he gets you when you're weak, he'll tear your playhouse down. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
He tells us he won't hurt a fly, then he makes us steal and lie. Keeps us sinning till we die. He works 24 hours a day. All right. Each night, give the folks an awful fright. I think he does it just for spite. He works 24 hours a day. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
Tells us how to find success. He knows we'll wind up in distress. The devil is an awful mess. He works 24 hours a day. Likes to see things scorch and burn, so don't make no excuse. If he catches you, he'll turn you anyway but loose. The devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
No, the devil ain't lazy.
No, sirree.
So if you think you're strong and brave, smart enough to not behave, then you have one foot in the grave. Works 24 hours a day.
Yeah, the devil ain't lazy, that's for sure.
That guy is
working all the time.
On
yeah,
the job.
That's right.
Yeah.
The devil made me do it.
The
yeah.
devil did make me do it.
And why did you throw that frog on the transformer?
Well, on every pivot,
yeah,
there it's usually 480, three phase, right?
Right.
Well, there's a step down transformer for control.
Okay.
Well, the panel was open.
Yeah. The frog was
the
there.
The frog was there.
Yeah.
So I just gave him a pitch.
Yeah. And did he go poof?
Well, not right away.
Oh. Oh, dear.
Here's where insult meets injury,
yeah.
right?
Okay. Oh, man, yeah.
Well, look at that. Yeah. You know, he just kind of froze there.
Sure.
Petrified.
Yeah, yeah.
And then smoke started rolling.
Right.
And instead of turning and running,
uh-huh.
I had to wait and see what happened.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Blood, guts, and feathers.
Poof.
Every.
Oh, my goodness sake. And the devil made you do it.
Well, why else would I do something
like that?
Well,
there's no other explanation,
no.
is there?
No, there isn't.
I was reading some of our dad's stories, and he mentioned that too. He calls it an impish gremlin.
Impish gremlin.
Yeah,
okay.
It wasn't the devil. It was an impish gremlin that made him grab an old. He called it a Plymouth Rock rooster.
Yes.
So I don't know if it was a Rhode Island Red or what.
Who knows?
He called it a Plymouth Rock rooster.
Okay.
An old one with some 3-inch spurs.
Oh man, some good spurs.
Big old spurs. And he saw an old sheep herder taking a nap in an orchard. And he took the rooster over and put it underneath the old sheep herder, turned it loose, but held on to the tail feathers. And then I guess this old rooster just come undone and spurred and gouged this old sheep herder out of his nap.
Ooh-wee.
And Dad mentioned that he remembered... running and every once in a while looking back to see size 14 boots kicking at him. He said he did escape the old boy.
Oh.
But...
did not for long.
Well, he escaped and lived to fight another day and lived to do more things another day. But that was Dad's impish gremlin.
Well, Uncle Dick has that same problem.
Really?
You know, Mom's brother.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Uncle Dallin.
Oh, well, Dallin, oh, yeah.
And let's...
Let's go there, shall we?
We have to go there, you know.
Well, Dick, Grandpa Frank's had a herd of sheep,
right?
Pretty good herd.
Yeah.
And Uncle Dick got to go with the sheep herder every now and then, and Big Spur Daly, and I don't know his real name.
That's right.
Anyways, he ended up getting shot in the butt with a .22 rifle.
At the hands of Uncle Dick.
At the hands of Uncle Dick.
Yeah. Never did hear the whole story.
Never did hear.
Yeah. Yeah. How it happened and so on and so forth.
So if anybody knows who Big Spur Daly was back in the 30s, 40s, somewhere in there.
I'm wondering if maybe this is the same sheep herder that Dad turned the rooster loose underneath.
It could be.
I mean,
it could very well be.
Oh, my goodness sakes. I want to know the whole story, but unfortunately.
They've passed.
Yeah. I wonder if Uncle Don knows or Aunt Marguerite.
You know.
We better find
out.
We got to hear the whole story on this one. Well, then, along the same lines, let's have a little cowpoke poetry.
Shall we?
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to have a showdown in the sheep pen. It was like Tombstone at high noon. Or Main Street in Dodge City. Or perhaps it wasn't that intense, but the showdown wasn't pretty. Lori was seeing to her chores, which entailed graining the sheep. Armed with a metal feed bucket, she went, like little Bo Peep, to care for her bleating ovine, lovingly feeding her flock, while a Suffolk ram laid in waiting at his chance at cleaning her clock. Well, she bent over to pour the grain, opening herself to attack, while the wild and woolly sniper sighted her in from the back. Well, she had no armor protection, no breastplate, shield, or tassets. Side note. Tassets. Those are those metal skirt-looking things that Roman soldiers used to gird about their loins. And yes, I was very desperate for a rhyme when I found that word. She had no armor protection, no breastplate, shield, or tassets. So the old buck launched his assault toward her exposed assets. The battering ram rocked her good in the back of her toboggan. She sailed over the feed trough, breaking the fence with her noggin. After she woke up, she stalked him and wailed on him with her pail. She crossed his eyes and dotted his T's and rudely hammered his nail. She went from Atlas to Anus, whopping him with her bucket, using words reminiscent of a limerick from Nantucket. Well, convinced she had him bucket-trained, she turned again to her chores. But as soon as he saw her backside, he nailed her again in the drawers. This time he pondered his vector before he chose to commit. He threw her so high in the air, she bounced 3 times when she hit. She landed like hefty bags of soup, thrown from 3rd-story windows. Her body lay bruised and contused with ears that looked like Van Gogh's. This time she grabbed a T-post off the ground, and fueled with the wrath of God, she pummeled that rotten mutton and beat that ram with a rod. Her counter-coups fell like mortars on a Target Army Jeep, and the air smelled like a steel mill belching half-digested sheep. Well, that rotten ram rued that day, and he should have assessed the risk before putting the exclamation point on Lori's asterisk. And we're not going to say who that was, but her initials are Lori Tolman.
That's right.
All right, there you go.
Sorry, Lori.
Yeah.
No, we're not.
No, we're not.
No,
yeah.
We're not.
How about a little Dick's Pick?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, who's singing this?
Sons
week?
Of the Pioneers.
What are they singing?
The Devil's Grandson.
Nice.
Old Skyball Paint was the devil's saint, his eyes were a fiery red. Good men have tried this horse to ride, and all of them are dead. Now I won't brag, but I rode this nag till his blood began to boil. Then I hit the ground and ate 3 pounds of good old western soil. Singing hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad, I'm the devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Lady, lady, oh, hold it up. By heck, I'd break his neck for the jolt he gave my pride. I threw my noose on that old cow's and once more took a ride. He turned around and soon I found his tail where his head should be. So says I, perhaps he's shy or he just don't care for me. Singing, hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad, I'm the devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. See, just to have a spree when the meets old Sheriff Jim. With fistic fun and my big six gun, I buy the town from him. For a hoop and a holler and a counterfeit dollar, then I ask for a bill of sale. But my face turned red when the contract said just 30 days in jail. Singing, hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad, I'm the devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun. Greasewood bats wear Stetson hats and the bad men all run free. Where they sold a jail at a bargain sale, that's the land for me. Where the desert ants wear buckskin pants and help me rule the land. With the ants and the bats and my two gats, I'll rule with an iron hand. Singing, hi-ho, lad, don't you make me mad, I'm the devil's great-grandson. And I'm doing my best to tame the west with my great big 44 gun.
Boy, that song sounds a lot like Skyball Paint.
It does.
Yeah, just things are just changed
now,
a little bit.
Now,
hold on a minute. The devil made him do it, I guess. Well, we need to ditch out to a cowmercial, and the good news is when we come back, you're going to teach us on Farrier's File. Clear Out West Radio Show is a proud sponsor of the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame strives to promote the working cowboys who have worked the land and who have helped shape the culture of this great state. The Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame is a 501c3 tax-exempt organization. All donations are tax-deductible. Please help us promote these men and women by making a donation to the Wyoming Cowboy Hall of Fame. Visit their website and donate at WyomingCowboyHallOfFame.org.